Test 63, Section 1, Question 12. This one is a most supported question about kickboxing. And we have to just break down the statements individually. So we know that compared to many forms of exercise, kickboxing is highly risky. That statement on its own just stands. Then the next statement is, overextending when kicking often leads to hip, knee, or lower back injuries. This is giving us a potential problem with kickboxing. And then, such overextension, meaning the overextension mentioned in the previous sentence, is very likely to occur when beginners try to match the high kicks of more skilled practitioners. So basically we have the statements. Kickboxing is highly risky. Second, overextending happens when kicking often leads to these injuries. And then that overextension is likely to occur when beginners try to match the high kicks. So we have to say, what do we have the most evidence for? A, skilled practitioners are unlikely to experience injuries. We don't know that. We don't have any evidence that skilled practitioners don't get injuries. We just know that beginners are very likely to get injuries when they try to match those high kicks. B, to reduce the risk of injuries, beginners at kickboxing should avoid trying to match the high kicks of more skilled. We do have some evidence for that because we know that overextension is likely to occur when they do that, and that overextending often leads to these injuries. C, beginners will not experience injuries if they avoid trying to match the high kicks. We don't know that the only potential way to get injured is through those high kicks. It could be that there's other ways to get injured. C, kickboxing is more risky than forms of aerobic exercise that do not involve high kicks. The problem with this is that we don't directly know this. We know that it is, compared to many forms of exercise, it's highly risky, but we don't necessarily know whether that's related to other types of aerobic exercise that don't involve high kicks. And so D is close, but not quite, and we'll talk a little more about that in a moment. And then E, most beginners at kickboxing aerobics experience injuries from trying to match it. We don't know that most of them do. We just know it's highly likely when they do try to match those kicks, but not that most of them try. Now, the problem with D over B is that kickboxing aerobics is more risky than forms of aerobic exercise that do not involve high kicks. We don't know about whether the types of exercise that the aerobics instructor originally mentions in compared to many forms of exercise, kickboxing aerobics is highly risky. We don't know whether that is referencing ones that don't involve high kicks, and we don't know whether it's referring to the aerobic exercise. And so it's taking us outside of the passage, whereas B stays solidly within things that we do know within the passage, that if you want to reduce the risk of injury, then you should avoid trying to match those kicks. And so B is the correct answer.